And we're back on In the Moment. Steve Zwemke filling in for Lori Walsh. We hear more and more about the specific health needs of our veterans, but there are still many questions. How is mental health care for veterans different from services accessed by non-veterans? And how challenging is it for veterans in a rural state like South Dakota to find the mental health care they need? Here to visit about these topics and provide answers are Susan Lighthizer. Susan is the Mental Health Service Line Director for the Sioux Falls VA Healthcare System. And also with us is Dr. Matthew McDougall, Director of Mental Health Services at the Veterans Administration in Sioux Falls. Susan and Dr. McDougall, welcome.
Steve.
Get your mics going there. Let's get started because actually we're going to narrow in and be a little more specific when we talk about veterans' mental health issues today and the topic of suicide. And Susan, if you would, you have some statistics to share with us.
I do. Thanks again, Steve, for having us here today. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in America. America's veterans are at higher overall risk for suicide than the general public. And with veterans that have conditions like depression, PTSD, insomnia, and chronic pain, they are particularly at risk. Approximately 20 veterans per day fall victim to suicide. 14 of those have not engaged in care at the VA for the previous 2 years. One veteran suicide is too many. Our goal is zero. Veterans who are in crisis should receive help immediately. The Department of Veterans Affairs is strongly committed to ensuring that veterans in crisis get immediate in-person care if needed and developing long-term solutions that mitigate the risk to timeliness, cost-effective, quality, and safety of VA's healthcare system. The health and well-being of our veterans is our highest priority, and we want to eliminate all instances of veteran suicide, whether they're enrolled or not. Regardless of enrollment status or the character of discharge, the VA has expanded mental health care to any veteran in crisis. On March 8th of 2017, Secretary Shulkin announced his intention to expand provisions for urgent mental health care needs for former service members who are in mental health distress and may be at risk for suicide or other adverse behaviors. The President and the Secretary have made suicide prevention one of their top priorities.
So, you know, it's key to know that the rate of death by suicide among veterans who do not use the VA care is increasing at a greater rate than veterans who use VA care. And that's why we're here to educate the community on this important topic. You know, Secretary Shulkin said this is a national emergency that requires bold action. He stated we must and we will do all that we can to help former service members who may be at risk. And when we say even one veteran suicide is too many, we mean it. Suicide prevention is definitely everyone's business. Family members, friends, the community, they all play a role. 14 of those 20 veterans that committed suicide had not sought care in the VA in the past 2 years. And we don't stop with just the family members, the friends, the community. We're working with hundreds of organizations and corporations at the national and local level to include the veteran service organizations, vet centers, the Department of Defense, and any community service organization that is willing to partner, to even include sports teams and employers. We just want to raise awareness and get these vets into the proper prevention programs. You know, being in the military myself, I'm no stranger to acronyms. So anyone who's ever served knows we use these quite often. And there's one acronym that we're trying to put out to the public today, and that is Operation SAVE. And it's the S stands for Signs of Suicidal Thinking. There are several signs that a person could be aware of. It could be as blatant as someone saying they have suicidal intent, and have a plan. Or it can be, you know, less obvious, problems with sleep, increased impulsivity, people giving away their possessions that they might not have otherwise done, or worsening of any major psychiatric problem like bipolar disorder or depression. The A is for ask. It's important to ask the question. Often people think that if they ask the question, they're going to allow the suicide to happen. That's not the case. It's not going to increase the likelihood of suicide. Just ask the question. The V is for validate the veterans experience. It's okay. A lot of people have had suicidal thoughts. A lot of people have mental illness. It's important to let them know that they are not alone, they have your support, and you're there to help them get the care. And that's where the E falls into place. Encourage the patient or the veteran to get care and expedite that referral to get them to the VA. So if you have to, drive them right to the emergency department.
So the Operation Save, then, is a proactive approach by the Veterans Administration to really educate the public and not just the veterans as to what to do and how to help.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you very much. And I just want to reiterate, veterans can seek treatment at the VA Emergency Department, the Vet Center. They can even call our crisis line. Our goal is simple, to save lives, and we'll do it in whatever way we can. And Shulkin was stated that veterans who are in crisis should receive help immediately, and believes that far too many veterans have fallen victim to suicide. And again, that number is roughly 20 every day. We don't want to leave any more families left behind asking themselves what more could have been done for their service member. The time for action is now.
For the veterans, how do they know whether they're covered or not? And I know one of the things we want to talk about today is that's something they shouldn't be worried about, but when it comes to coverage, how do they know?
Recently, Shulkin opened up VA services to any veteran. In the past, there was some mental health services. Let me clarify. Okay. Mental health services, urgent crisis services. So in the past, there was eligibility concerns, whether they were honorably or dishonorably discharged, and other things that played into whether they could receive services at the VA. Now, if they're in crisis, if they are having suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, or deteriorating to the point that they can no longer function independently because of their psychiatric condition, we will take care of them.
The goal, Steve, is really to get them to the nearest emergency department or vet center where there's a veteran services officer that can bring them to the VA. We see veterans most recently every day that have come in and maybe not been eligible for care. We've treated those veterans. So asking how the payment is received or what kind of services they're covered by, that really is a secondary factor at this point. What we want to reach the public with, if you have a family member, a neighbor, a friend, if you know of a veteran that is in any crisis situation, please get them to the VA and we will get the care that they need.
And the VA provides excellent care. Of those who committed suicide, only 8.8% used VA services. Of those who did not use VA services, 38.6% of those veterans that committed suicide did not use VA services. So if you get them into the VA care, they're less likely to commit suicide.
I'd like to expand on something. Part of SAVE, the A is ask, and I'd like to expand a little more on that because, again, this is to educate the public, people who are not necessarily veterans, to help and to be a little more proactive, as we said, in assisting and making sure these situations don't happen. What are some of the things? First of all, why are we afraid to ask in some cases, and what can we do to overcome that?
Oftentimes, we're afraid because we don't want to give that person permission to commit suicide. We think if we don't ask, it's not going to happen. And if we do ask, we're going to tip them over, as if we're going to put the icing on the cake. And a good way to go about asking is, you know, to find a good location to ask the patient, you know, kind of a private location where they feel comfortable, and to ask just like you would a friend how they're doing with, you know, any other life circumstance. Just with a compassionate ear and a willingness to listen.
Yeah.
And asking the question, just point blank, you know, are you thinking of harming yourself? Are you thinking of hurting yourself? Are you thinking of dying? Do you want to be dead? Are you thinking of committing suicide? Being point blank and asking that question is not wrong.
And I would say if they are having suicidal thoughts, even if they say they don't have a plan or intent, you should probably have them evaluated by a medical professional. So bring them to the nearest emergency department. If they're a veteran, try to get them to the VA emergency department.
One question we have here in South Dakota, since we are a rural state, we have people that don't live close to a VA center. What are the challenges for veterans that are maybe, you know, somewhere, you know, 200 miles away from Sioux Falls or 200 miles away from the Black Hills where we have veterans offices where they can access care?
Well, the public may not be aware of this, but you can always have police do a safety check on a veteran. If you have concerns that they may kill themselves, call police. They'll do a safety check. They'll assess the situation, and then it will help get that patient to the appropriate care. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about how the Veterans Administration has really ramped up the focus on veteran suicides and how to prevent them? Because I know we've been talking about it quite a bit more over the last few months and last couple of years.
So as Dr. McDougall alluded to or stated, Secretary Shulkin and the President have expanded mental health services. I think that's one of the probably the biggest steps. But there's lots of resources, information out there. Some of the things that locally that we're doing, we are ramping up our outreach events. So you might see a VA booth at, for instance, we were at RibFest a couple weeks ago. We had a booth out there. County fairs will be at various locations throughout the summer months, explaining what our services are to folks. The other thing, we have a access right at the Sioux Falls VA. We have same-day access. If a veteran presents to the emergency department, to primary care, to one of the cardiology, audiology, any of the specialty clinics, and there is any indication that mental health care is needed, those veterans are seen that same day should they choose to see that, to have that evaluation on the telephone. If they call in on the telephone, they will have a licensed independent provider call them back and do a suicide risk assessment and safety plan to ensure that veteran is safe. As Dr. McDougall said also, if you note on the phone that there is a veteran in trouble, we get our law enforcement involved and make sure that a safety check is done. There's also a website out there that I'd like to make everybody aware of. It's called Make the Connection. It's www.maketheconnection.net. And this is a resource that veterans, families, general public, I encourage you to go to that website. There are stories about, there's veterans on there that you can see video clips of them telling their story. It informs their family and friends and, like I said, just everybody in the community about resources that are out there to help veterans. So we have a veterans crisis line. That crisis line may be accessible by a chat room. There's a veterancrisisline.net chat room that people can go to. There's a text service. The text number is 838-255. Somebody at the National Suicide Prevention Center would text back to that veteran. Another way of reaching the crisis line is the actual hotline by phone. That number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. So those are just some of the various ways that we are able to help our veteran.
Thank you, and we will share those with our listeners over our social media as well. Susan, when you mentioned the Make the Connection site, you brought up something that I wanted to ask Dr. McDougall about, and I think it's important to maybe share a success story with and not naming names. I know we need to keep this private, but maybe a success story of a veteran who had suicidal thoughts, and due to his own actions or maybe the actions of loved ones, he was helped.
Sure. I'll try not to give any specifics and actually throw in a few remarks to kind of make a person think otherwise.
Sure.
But
yeah.
There's been countless veterans that have come in with suicidal thoughts, but there was one young veteran who came in earlier in the year that, you know, was expressing extreme suicidal thoughts and was hopeless and didn't have a plan or didn't have a plan for his future, but had a plan to end his life.
Mm-hmm.
Through a course of 2 weeks and with the assistance of all the staff, we were able to set up a plan to not only treat his mental illness, but also get him connected in the work services that he needs and the rehabilitation that he needed to really be successful in life. And, you know, that was just such a memorable experience with that veteran that I was so pleased to be able to be involved in his care. And I'm very fortunate in my job. I get to see that on an almost weekly to daily to weekly basis.
And I'm imagining that you're seeing all sorts of different ages. I mean, do you even see like World War II veterans? I know we're getting down in those that are still with us, but are you even seeing people as old as that that come in with these types of problems?
Absolutely. And actually, elder males in particular are at very high risk for suicide and suicide completion. Over 65% of those who commit suicide are over the age of 55, they often do it by using a weapon, a handgun, which our soldiers are trained to do. So, yes, we treat everyone from all ages, and it's not just limited to suicidal thoughts. If veterans have other things going on where they're not able to function, we also treat their psychiatric disorders, too.
All right. I want to thank you both. Let me share these numbers again. The crisis hotline is, Susan, if you could help us with that.
You betcha.
The hotline and also the text number.
So the text number to reach the Veterans Crisis Line at the national level is 838-255, and the phone National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255.